This week on Rock For Him, we will be talking to Nathan James of the band Circadia. We're going to be discussing the upcoming EP that they will be releasing, new band members, and maybe some surprise guests. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, and welcome into a brand new episode of the Rock For Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, a.k.a. the big guy. And with me is Jason Sanchez-Bukowski, my bro, my right-hand man. Bro, how's it going?
Good. It's Monday night. Good to talk to you gentlemen. We have a great guest, so it's a good night.
And also my other co-host, this is Riker, Bonus Jonas Levine. Bro, how's it going?
It's going good. As I mentioned before, I'm moving, so it's a little chaotic, quick and dirty setup tonight, but excited for a rock for him tonight.
Well, we're glad you're still part of it. Now, our guest, I'm not sure how many times we've had him on, but this is none other than Nathan of Circadia. Bro, how's it going, Nathan?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Welcome
how
back.
Are you? Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I hear you got some big news you want to share with us. Like you got a full band
well, we do have a bass player. We're still looking for a drummer.
So a more full band.
More than last time, yes. So, well, actually, I think the last time Dave joined November of last year. So the last time I was on this show, Dave existed in our band, but he has not come on Rock For Him yet. So we do have a brand new song, so that's awesome that we're finally able to get it out. And yeah, the EP is still in the works, and it's a slower process than we would like, but we've ran into some snafus, but nothing we can't handle.
Gotcha. Tell us a little bit about the EP, like themes or specific songs you're excited about, or ways in which now having a bass player is going to really impact the type of music you're going to be doing.
Yeah, definitely. So it's an acoustic EP for popular demand. We have a decent amount of local fans at open mics and stuff. And a lot of them still purchase our CDs because they know what a CD is. And we play acoustic a lot because we don't have a drummer. So they really like our acoustic sound as well as our full band sound. And they were asking for an acoustic EP. So we're delivering it hopefully as soon as possible. As far as theme, it is the title track of our most recent single, Love Wins. The Love Wins we released recently is the full band studio version, and we'll be releasing the acoustic version on the acoustic EP later this year. Along with some of our most popular selections of songs off our first two records. So
very nice. I think last time you were on, you said that you may have a couple of guest appearances. Have you been able to firm anything up? You said, well, I can't really say, but I'm working on possibly maybe having some guests on.
True, I did mention that last time. Specifically on the acoustic EP, that will not end up being the case. But on our, so we have plans in the works for a record after that, and that is definitely going to have some features. I'd be shocked otherwise.
Looks like we got a couple people in our chat, and I just want to tell people on Facebook, if you're watching, if you want to send a message here, we will pass it on to Nathan. It looks like we have Becca and we have Ryan Donnell on. How's it going? We appreciate you guys joining us.
Definitely.
And Nathan, just to let you know, we may have a special guest later who may jump on. Could be random. Don't know yet. So.
Oh wow, okay. That's cool. I don't think I've ever been a part of Rock for Him when that's involved, so
That's just
Well,
something new.
the first time it happened was last show, and it was just completely random. We're sitting here talking to the guests, and all of a sudden FaceTime on my phone starts going off, and it was just one of the other bands we talked to. Hey, have a question for you. I'm like, well, let me get you on air. So I turned my phone around. I'm like, go ahead and ask. So,
Nice, cool.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
So
tell
you
us
guys
a
have.
little. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Breaker.
Oh, you're good. No, you've mentioned that you guys have been a little more busy than normal, and with working a day job as well as doing music. Just I don't know. Kind of tell us how that process is for you guys. How you guys are able to write music? Where you kind of find the time? How you prioritize it? And kind of what your day looks like for writing music.
Well, I mean, I normally have to be at work at 6 a.m. So, my wife has to be at work at 4 a.m. So, yeah, early days for us. But we usually afterwards we enjoy working on things. So currently we have enough material for our next four albums.
Wow.
So it's
Okay.
just a matter of sorting them out and deciding which one goes on which. And the last time we wrote a song was probably April of last year, so it's been a little while. But at the same time, we are working on writing the instrumentation of the songs we have and whatnot for not only for the acoustic EP but for records to come as well. So it's yeah the pro my process, I guess. Dave only being in the band since November, we haven't written a song together with him yet, other than parts of stuff that's already written. Like melody and bare bones beginning process. But I guess our writing pro I usually come up with an album title first, then song titles off the album title because I like making concept records. It's kind of my thing. And then we write lyrics and melody after that. So that system's been working for us ever since we started, and so
So we've noticed that with your music, you got kind of a wide range of styles. You go kind of from like a almost folksy type of style to you have a little bit heavier back down to like a rocky sound, and then you go a little bit from mellow to heavy to somewhere in between. You said you've
yeah.
almost got four albums written. Like, what are the styles? Is it still kind of go through that whole spectrum of music, or what can we expect?
Yeah, like one thing I love about it is just all these different influences from different genres and stuff that we get to experiment with. That's a huge blessing about being an independent band. No, I don't know a whole lot about how record labels work, but I know, hearing from other artists that are signed to them, in quite often it's a lot more condensed into what they know is going to sell. Whereas this way you get, being an independent band, you get to experiment with all sorts of different things. Like, a perfect example is so our one of our songs on our first record is called Deepest Longing. It was our first single we ever released and our first music video we ever released. It's probably the poppiest song we have, but the influence of where it came from is immensely different than how it sounds. And I just think that's super cool. So at the time I was really in a phase of listening to Daughtry. I don't know if you know who Daughtry is.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Part of them.
And he has a song called What I Meant to Say. And that melody in the song itself like really sparked a flame of like interest and influence on how Deepest Longing came to be. It's just, I don't know if I'm actually allowed to say that. I didn't take anything from him, but
Was
nonetheless,
inspired by.
something. Yeah. So it's things like that. I get inspiration from other songs. It could be like a 2 second piece of a song that could inspire an entire song or something like that. Pink Floyd, we have influence of Pink Floyd on our current record, Built from Heartache. And that's like the last 30 seconds of Keepsakes for Pete's Sakes. The bluesy ending. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but
I am like 100% anti Pink Floyd. I
okay.
cannot stand Pink Floyd.
Don't mind Jason.
Don't mind me. My musical taste
I
is right.
appreciate Pink Floyd. I think
Right
that
under
mindset
fire.
though, like that mindset with, taking inspiration from a lot of different things is part of why I like bands like Muse so much. They're my hands down my favorite band, and you can see in every one of their albums that they're inspired by a completely different genre, and they bring it in and make it their own alt rock awesomeness. So yeah, I think it's that mindset that inspires a lot of cool new thinking, new music, and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that's a cool mindset when writing music.
Definitely.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Looks like we got a couple more viewers on here that are just dropping in to say hi. Josiah Smith, he's a new participant that we've had that I've personally been talking to for the last few days. Josiah, how's it going? And one of our good friends, Matt Sasano, says Daughtry is brilliant, so he's definitely going to be checking out your song. So.
Nice. Awesome. I met Matt at Uprise last year. How's it going, Matt?
Matt is a good guy. Like, we love
He
him.
is. He is a cool dude.
Yeah, for sure. So, being that you guys are so incredibly busy, like you said your wife's working a couple jobs, you're working. I know you said you guys right after like work, you guys sit down and do a little bit. Like, how do you have time to actually go and record and get some music down? Like, I got to imagine that'd be tough with your wife working 7 days a week and just, nose to the grindstone.
It is. It can be for sure. Like we're. That's been one of the difficulties with finishing this EP is just being able to get into the studio to finish it. And like our next session is the end of the month, but and I guess part of it too is the fact that we fund the whole thing ourselves does make it a little difficult. But we because we're passionate about it, we intentionally make time. It is ultimately what it is. It's now getting to the point where we are, as you said, putting our nose to the grindstone, and we're going to be starting to do two sessions a month instead of one. So we can finish it as soon as possible. So,
So, real quick follow-up question to that. How do you decide, because you have so much music, how do you decide? Because like we talked to enough bands that a lot of them are like, you know what, we thought about doing the whole EP or LP type of thing, like an extended 12 song release versus just releasing them as you get them done. How do you make that decision when you go, you know what? I want this all packaged into one. Take this clump of songs. This is going to be the release, as opposed to saying, okay, Love Wins, that's just going to come out. Then the next song, you know what, that one's going to come out. This next song, you know, and just releasing them one at a time. So, like, the previous one kind of funds the next one, kind of funds the next one, kind of, and trying to build momentum that way.
Yeah, like I think I mentioned earlier, I'm a big fan of concept records,
Right.
and I pretty much thrive on that, me personally. And it's cool having Dave and Alyssa involved because they don't think exactly the way I do, which I like. You would hope. Yeah, so it's I do. We do have the next two full length records planned out. I can't go into great detail on that,
Yeah,
but
no.
and that's, you know, based on a theme that we decided and we're very excited about. And it's overarchingly to answer your question, it's we like coming up with a theme first and basing the songs we either already have or are going to write on that theme. So with the Love Wins EP, this officially means that every song on that EP is already released as a full band version. So
Okay.
this will be the acoustic versions coming out. But we realized it's been like a year and a half before Love Wins came out, and we were like, since Flip Coin, it had been like a year and a half, and we're like, we gotta release new music. So we
Has it
went
been
with
that
it.
long? Wow. So I remember when Flip Coin came out, putting that on the top 15, and people were just voting like crazy for it. Can't believe it's been that long.
So, do you guys have plans right now or a desire to do touring in the future, or do you want to keep it fairly just releasing albums from like a studio right now?
Currently, we are not at a place where we're able to tour as
Sure,
much
but
as I
like in
would
the
love to.
future.
In the absolutely, we want to, for sure. Like not, I think maybe in 2021 or something, I wrote a business plan that had goals for us to reach, and a lot of them were very, very far-fetched to be able to achieve, and I didn't realize that at the time. Just given the how everything played out up to this point and where we are now. So I'm writing a new achievable goal list that we can follow for this the rest of this year and for the rest of for all of next year to be able to achieve step by step. Because it's not, I guess I was under the impression that we could just somehow jump the gun and just kick butt as a band. And we are doing strides for sure, but nowhere near as quick as I thought I would initially.
I mean, that's the case for a lot of things, honestly. Don't get disheartened by it, 'cause I mean, we thought that, oh man, we're gonna get on and we're gonna talk to musicians and this is gonna explode. And we're getting slow growth, just like I'm assuming that you're seeing slow growth in Circadia. It's just, it's how it is. It's God's timing, God's will. And you know, can't complain. You know, I'm happy with where we're at. You know, like someone commented in here, thanks for supporting independent music. Absolutely. This is our bread and butter. I don't think I'd want it any other way. Just like with your music, Nathan, I don't think I would want you guys any other way. Like if you guys got massive, you wouldn't have any, you wouldn't need rock for him. So you wouldn't need to come on here and talk to us. And we enjoy talking to you. So just take your time. Slow build. Don't get disheartened.
Yeah, I've also learned a lot along the way as to why things didn't happen the way I expected them to. And that's for the better because I look back and I'm like, I was definitely not ready for that. Thank you, God, for not letting me dive in the wrong lake, per se.
I hear you. So you got the acoustic EP coming out. Is the one after that, is that gonna be what is gonna be kind of like the tone of the one after the acoustic?
It is. I'm trying to think of how much detail I can give. It is darker, which ultimately means maybe a little heavier.
I like that.
What were some of the inspirations for it? You mentioned being very inspired by bits and pieces from different bands and genres. Can you tell us a little about the inspirations for it, at least?
Yeah, definitely. My all-time favorite band, Demon Hunter, is one of them.
Nice. Very solid.
It's interesting because we're not a metal band in any way, but we enjoy it, and I get inspired from Ryan Clark myself, and I learn a lot from how their drummer does things, how their lead guitarist does things, and so that's one of them. There will still, of course, be plenty of synth and electronica influence, such as Owl City and my brain's farting. A lot of other electronic artists, like Betty Who, is one I've recently gotten into.
Nice.
She's like an electronic pop artist. And interestingly enough, I've also been recently playing on my worship team at my church, so I've been a little more inspired by worship artists as well.
Nice.
There's that too.
What's your favorite worship song that you play when you're up there with the team?
Without a doubt, it is called Abide.
Yes. Yes, that is my favorite as well. I
Yes, I
love to
love
hear
it.
you say
Yeah.
it. More people should know about that song. I think it's way more underground than it should be.
Definitely.
For sure. Great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, just what do you got coming up next? I know the EP's coming out, but what can we look forward to? Like, when do you think we're going to see something new from that?
Well, we have a gig this coming Thursday, an acoustic gig. So that's pretty cool. That's in Canal Fulton, Ohio. For us, it's only about 40 minutes away, so that'll be a good time. We're grinding on the EP. We want to get it done as soon as we can. I think I initially remember telling you guys I wanted to release it by now. That's sadly not going to happen due to said snafus that we ran into. I can't go into detail with those, but it happens. We are working on a couple of things. I can probably tell you a couple of things on our list for the remainder of the year as to what our goals we want to achieve. A new photo shoot.
Awesome.
It has been 3 years since we've done a photo shoot. So, and now that we have Dave, that'll be a factor as well. So some new pro photos there. New merchandise designs. We have not done new merchandise designs since 2021. It's been a while. So that's going to be in the works for the remainder of the year. I'm trying to think what else. Finishing the EP, of course. That's all I can remember for now, but and handful of pretty exciting things. We want to play at least like three or four more shows for the remainder of the year. We have not played a lot this year, just because of busyness of life as well as working on the EP and everything. What?
I don't know if anyone can see on the screen here, but our special guest is about to randomly pop on here. So
Okay.
keep going, Nathan.
Keep
It's
going. Keep going, Nathan.
yeah, keep
Okay.
going.
I don't even remember what I was saying. It's been a long day.
I think we're about to get to random thoughts with Evan from Crimson Overtone. Yes, sir.
Oh,
How can
cool.
we help you today?
Oh, I am. Am I here?
You're
Yeah, you're here.
here.
Oh,
You're
I am
live.
here. It's always nice to know that you're here. Unless you're there, in which case, maybe. Anyway, that's different. So I had this thought, man, and I figured you guys would appreciate this. Okay, so I don't know how many of you guys have daughters that are of graduation age or sons that are of graduations. My daughter just graduated, so it got me thinking about a lot of things. So you're always thinking about, what's my kid gonna go do for school? Where are they gonna go? What are they gonna learn? They're gonna be a doctor, they're gonna be a lawyer, they're gonna be an engineer. So I like engineers, I fix motorcycles and all that sort of stuff. So here's what I was thinking. I discovered something and I wanted to share some very important information with you guys so that you don't make a very bad mistake sending your kids somewhere to school. Do not send them to railway engineering school. They don't need to be a railway engineer.
Okay.
They'll never graduate, ever. You don't know why? It should be obvious. They're always training.
Oh,
I was
saw that
wondering.
one from a mile
Got
away. Knee slapper.
it. It's been a long day.
I hope that's helpful to somebody. Needed to be shared, I'm sure. So we're all say hi, Lindsay. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Hey, we'll
Thanks,
see you
guys.
guys this weekend.
Okay. Yes, I'm very excited. There's Christina. Say hi. She's hiding, but she can't
Hi,
hide.
Hi,
Christina.
Christina. And we're still going to make
Okay.
you play popular. So have a great day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to play popular.
Oh, boy. Not happening. Anyway, so y'all go have fun. Do not send your kids to railway engineering school. It won't be good. Okay, bye.
All
You
that
actually
for a
got to
dad
leave.
joke. All that for a dad joke. What do you know?
Random thoughts with Evan. Like, we love
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
guy.
I said, like you were saying, I'm so sorry, Nathan. Oh my goodness.
That's fine. That's the first time that's ever happened when
Wow.
I've I don't even remember how many times I've been on here now. Probably four or five.
Four or five,
I think
something
you've
like that.
been, I think this is time number four that you've been on. And yeah, like, those guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. Whew.
You guys should come up Friday, Nathan. Come up and see Crimson Overtone
Yes.
and then Vi.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
In Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you at? You're in what?
In Ohio,
Oh yeah, see? You I mean
near Kent, Ohio.
you're not too far, and we won't hold it against you that you're from Ohio. So come on up, hang out with us.
I just live here. I don't
Was gonna say that you
You
kind of had
don't care that
when you
much.
said in Michigan earlier, it was kind of like, in Michigan, it had that tone.
I didn't mean it like that at all.
You're kidding. You're only
I
about
was
a 4 hour drive
that
from
was
us.
mistaken. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I don't either. I just remember a dad joke.
Random thoughts
That
of
was cool though. That was cool. So I remember you asked about what to expect coming up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
What does that?
So yeah, new photo shoot soon. Hopefully some new merchandise soon. Some acoustic music soon. And hopefully a new drummer. That would be good.
Yes.
We've been looking for a while, so
How is it
Mystic, a good
adding in the
place.
bassist? Oh, sorry. Was that what you were going to ask, Riker?
Well, I mean, no, it wasn't. It related though. I mean, with looking for a drummer, shows like this, our show is a good place to put that out there because while we don't have a lot of people watching us, we do tend to have the right people watching.
Yes.
So
Oh, you're not wrong.
be free putting it out there. Circadia is looking for a drummer.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and with our influences, some of them being metal, some of the drums in our songs have metal influence. A drummer with that skill level would be ideal. So
All right. So for those watching, if you happen to be a drummer and you are as much of a fan of Circadia as we are, hit Nathan up and show him the skills that you have. So,
yeah, that would be awesome.
yes, for sure. And again, Nathan, we are sending you a personal invitation. Come up to the show. We would love to hang out with you. I know Crimson Overtone would love to hang out with you and say hi, and you can give Evan grief for interrupting your episode. But unfortunately, it does look like we are quickly running out of time, unfortunately. Before we go into prayers, is there anything that you would like to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners that we haven't talked about yet?
I guess since it's been a little while since I've been on, I
Yeah.
will reiterate what our mission statement is as a band. It is the acrostic built. Be kind, use your gifts, inspire others, love unconditionally, and try your best.
Love it. Love it. So, as you know, being that you are a seasoned veteran here on Rock for Him, we love praying for our guests. How can we pray for you, for your wife, for Dave, for just all you guys?
I guess inner peace is a
Inner
good
peace.
one because my wife and I are currently just a little stressed with the various aspects of life right now, and inner peace that God has for us that he's will abundantly give. If we continue to pray for it and ask for it, and that's a need right now.
For sure. And I'm gonna pray for Dave also, just that God does a mighty work in his life.
Right, that too, yeah. We're doing our best to be an example, a light, and a witness to him. Because one, it's 3 to 1 because his significant other is a firm believer as well, but he is not. So it's
We're coming for you, Dave. Be ready. All right. So we will pray for you and your wife, for your stress, for that inner peace that God will give you. We'll pray for Dave that God just gives a mighty work in his life. And we're gonna pray for your upcoming CD. Like, we are excited to hear this EP. I love acoustic music. I think you mentioned an instrument that Riker loves last time you were on, that boxy thing that I see him up on stage pounding. Yes.
The cajon.
The cajon, yes. Yeah.
I refuse to believe you don't actually remember that, and you're just wanting to call it a boxy thing to get to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know Riker loves that thing, so anytime I can make fun of him and get a smile out of him, I'm gonna do it. So we
Yeah.
will pray for the music, for inner peace, for Dave. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out with prayer. So, great Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Nathan and his wife Alyssa, and we thank you for bringing Dave into the group. Lord, I ask that you just do a mighty work on his life. You know the time and the place that you are going to just grab a hold of his heart. So, Lord, just continue to surround him with people that know and love you and that can speak truth into his life. I think that by putting him with Dave and Alyssa, that with Nathan and Alyssa, you have set that in motion. You're planting seeds. So we do thank you for that. Lord, I ask that you watch over them and just give them a sense of peace. We know the type of stress that they have going on between work and schedules and ministry and just trying to get this music prepared, put out. Lord, just give them a sense of comfort, a sense of peace, and just help them get through this. Put a hedge of protection around their marriage, just strengthen it. Lord, I ask that you watch over the music. Let everything that they do be God honoring. Let it bring glory to you. And we thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Nathan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Like, this is, it's always awesome having you on. We love hearing what you guys got going on. When you're ready to release the EP, let us know. And I'm
Yeah.
looking forward to hearing some of that darker, heavier stuff. You know, that's my jam right there. So,
Yeah, we are too. So
yes. I'm waiting to hear a nice metal growl coming out of you. That's what we need.
that I don't think I do not know how to scream. It's an art,
Ah.
but it is not my gift.
Well, then you're just going to have to
Never,
talk your wife into
never know. Maybe a featured artist will do it, but
it. Oh, we just need a
Donna
good.
comes out of nowhere and just blows
Yes.
it
Yeah.
away.
There you go.
Yes. That is what I'm looking forward to. All right. Well, I just want to thank the viewers and listeners right now. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Real quick, Matt Sasano says he hopes to see you up at, what is it, Uprise Festival again? Says he's
Yep,
hoping
we'll
that
be
he's
there,
going to
man.
be.
I'll see you.
All right. So look for him. Charles Martin says, what's up, bro? Josiah Smith is giving me grief about calling it the boxy thing. Yes, I know it's a cajon. Anyways, thank you all for joining us tonight. This is awesome, Nathan. We love having you on. We love getting to talk to you,
Being
even
here.
just for a
Thank
few minutes. And I just
you.
want to remind each and every one of you that if you're gonna rock for him. Have a good night, everyone.
What you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock.